kids make us smile. One of them wrote on a test, William Shakespeare was famous for writing and performing tragedies, comedies, and hysterectomies.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
What makes you smile? Popping bubble wrap makes me smile. Or watching a cat with a ball of yarn. I smile when my granddaughter gives me a slobbery kiss. I smile at her laugh. Here it is. I smile reading signs, like this one. Anyone caught exiting through this door will be asked to leave. I smile listening to children tell stories. One little boy wrote, "This story is called I Am Not Afraid." Once a little boy had a nightmare and lived happily ever after. That was the end. Here's a story that made me smile and get a little emotional, too. I hope it does the same for you. Years ago, 34 university students from Washington State embarked on an anthropological trip to visit the Wadani people deep in the Amazon jungle. The students didn't know that the Wadani had come to the world's attention decades earlier when several of their tribesmen speared to death five young missionaries, Jim Elliott, Nate Saint, Pete Fleming, Ed McCulley, and Roger Yadarian. They had no idea that many Wadani had later come to know Jesus through the efforts of Nate Saint's sister, Rachel. To reach the Wadani, the students followed Steve Saint, the son of one of the murdered missionaries. Steve had spent time living with the Wadani and could communicate in their language. Several Wadani acted as guides through the Ecuadorian jungle. One night, around a flickering campfire, a student asked Steve about the savage Wadani they had read about. Under a star-studded sky, Steve calmly explained, "The people you are traveling with, your guides, are those savages." "That can't be true," said one student. "If you don't believe me," replied Steve, "ask them where their fathers are." One student did, and five of the guides said that their fathers had been speared and killed. One woman, Ompode, nodded toward a man named Debo. "He killed my father and most of my family." The students sat stunned. Dawa, another Wadani woman, pointed to her husband, Kimo. She said, "Kimo speared my father, my brothers, my mother, and my baby sister. Then he took me and made me his wife." The visitors sat stunned. How could she live with a man who murdered her family? One young woman asked. Now it was Steve's turn. He put his arm around Kimo's shoulders and said, "Kimo killed my father, too." "What changed these people?" asked a student. Their guides explained that evil spirits and witch doctors' curses could kill as effectively as their warriors' spears. They spoke of living in constant fear of being ambushed, then explained to these highly educated students how they had learned that the Man-Maker sent his son to die for people full of hate, fear, and desire for revenge. "We now follow God's trail," said Dawa. "All people die, but if you are following God's trail, dying will lead you to heaven. Which one of you wants to follow God's trail?" A lone hand rose into the night air. Dawa joyously closed her eyes and said, "We will see each other in God's place someday." Years ago, I was honored to spend time with Elizabeth Elliott, wife of Jim Elliott, one of the missionaries killed by the Wadani. After Jim's death, she moved back to the jungle to work with those who had killed her husband. The love of Christ shown through her forgiveness led many of the Wadani to faith in Jesus. I asked her, "How could you show that kind of forgiveness?" She simply said, "Of one thing I am perfectly sure, God's story never ends with ashes." If today is filled with uncertainty, remember God's promise that He is making all things new. I can't say that without smiling.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and four easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.